Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 12th, 2010. The Oscars are over. The post-Oscar season is upon us, which means that technically it's almost the summer. We're going to start seeing some more big action movies starting this week, actually, and probably for a while. And we just had our biggest March opening of all time with Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, but let's talk about that with movies. Last week at the box office, Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland did $116.1 million. That's huge. That's extremely unusual for an opening this time of year. But of course, it was helped by IMAX 3D and things like that. But still, that's pretty amazing. Brooklyn's Finest, $13.4 million. Shutter Island, $13.2 million. Cop Out was number four with $9.3 million. And Avatar, still in the top five with $8.1 million. New this week at the box office, you can get Green Zone, which is everything you'd wanted in a Bourne movie, except for Bourne. She's Out of My League, which is out of my level of interest. Remember Me, forgot to see that. And Our Family Wedding, don't even know what that is. Because clearly I am a very well-educated and attentive entertainment reporter. I know what's going on in popular culture. News, show business. This isn't even news. This is the opposite of news. But this is actually news this week. John Krasinski from The Office, Jim Halpert, not Captain America. So your news for Captain America is that there is no news. And this guy did not get to be Captain America. The Wall Street sequel, Money Never Sleeps, got pushed back from April to September so we can get into the Cannes Film Festival. Alvin and the Chipmunks takes a cue from Friday the 13th because they're going to do their third movie in 3D. It's coming out December 2011. Opus and Bloom County fans, Berkeley Breathed's Mars Needs Moms is going to be a 3D animated movie in 2011. It's coming from Disney. It'll be out in March. Christopher Nolan did some interviews and press for his new Batman and Superman projects. Not much real news, but there was a little meaty nugget. The next Batman movie will not feature Mr. Freeze. Bet you are glad you tuned in for that tidbit. Wizard of Oz is on some sort of a pre-fast-tracking at Warner Brothers. There's a couple projects in the works, one of which has Todd McFarlane attached. They're in some sort of development, but they don't know which one they're going to do yet. And they want to do it in 3D, and they want to do it soon because it makes sense. Because Alice in Wonderland was just a huge hit. And the whole let's have a girl in a fantasy movie kind of thing, strike while the iron's hot. People like that stuff, you know, before we get Labyrinth 3 or whatever might be coming next. What else do we have? Comedian Brian Posehn's next comedy album is called Fart and Wiener Jokes. It'll be out April 27th on Relapse Records. His first one was Live in Nerd Rage. It was pretty good. Shout Factory announced plans to bring the original 1980s G.I. Joe movie to Blu-ray as well as DVD in the future. How near that future is, I don't know, but it's a start. Manor Astorman fans, I know you're out there because I'm out there and there's got to be at least one more of you. This is one of the only really great sci-fi punk surf bands you can find, possibly the only one, with sci-fi twinges. They played a reunion show in Roswell, Georgia, recently, and southernshelter.com, it's all one word, posted the whole show as MP3s to download for free. It's not like they sell things and it's free for now. It's free, and you should get it, because it's really good. The quality for a live show is remarkable, and it has a lot of their best songs, like Uranus, Destination Venus, 9 Volt. It's all on there. It also has some of their live banter and the introduction they used on the last tour before they finally stopped touring once and for all, which I think might have been like 2001, 2002. It was a while ago. Fantastic stuff. SNL fans, take note. Betty White has been tapped to play host on the Mother's Day episode on May 8th. Amy Poehler, Molly Shannon, Maya Rudolph, Anna Gasteyer, Rachel Dratch, and Tina Fey have all been scheduled to appear. Just released yesterday, Conan O'Brien officially confirmed he'll be going on a 30-city tour with Andy Richter called the Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television Tour. Fantastic. Tickets are $40 to $80, and I guess a lot of shows are selling out, and second shows are being added. So could be a fun live show. I've seen a recording of Tonight Show Live once. It was fun. So it's something to do. Toy news! What do we got? Star Wars! This is actually pretty exciting. Last year, Walmart announced three exclusive comic packs. Two of which are going to be out anytime now, but the third one was rejected for previously unknown reasons. Well, we do know that even though it was rejected, it got made, so it's got to find a home. And I'm glad to say that we are one of those homes. Entertainment Earth has Plur Ilu and Dler Nep It's a bald chick and a Celestian dude. It's the set from the X-Wing Rogue Squadron Warrior Princess comic books. The set is available for pre-order now, and it'll be out very soon. Pre-orders are welcome. We've been selling a bunch of these, so I recommend you pre-order. It includes a full-size comic book and both figures with removable helmets. And since Plore uses the same female body that every Rebel pilot female has used ever, she's got a holster. Also, a limited quantity of the Entertainment Earth exclusive Boba Fett and Han Solo Carbonite animated maquette has been located. I don't know if I can say where, but basically there are units, and they are here, and you can order them. Pre-orders are open for a very short window of being released, so I'd recommend getting in on that if you missed out. What else do we have? Oh, there was a show in the UK this week. It had a woman identify Lego Star Wars figures with her mouth, which probably means she's a lot of fun on a date. And you've probably heard this everywhere by now, but everyone else is posting it. And if I didn't, someone will probably yell at me. So there you go. Lego Pirates and Agents are pretty much done for now. Ooh, bummer. If you missed these themes and you can find these sets, you might want to jump on them. Diamond Select Toys, Universal Monsters, Creature from the Black Lagoon figure is awesome. When I first saw it, I thought it was a statue, which means either I'm stupid or they're brilliant. The sculpt is really nice. The Gillman comes with a display base, which has a lady in a swimsuit sitting down on the front, and he's gonna molest her or something, which is really inappropriate for an action figure to do, by the way. It's pretty remarkable, and as action figures go, it reminds me of those early pre-history days of Sideshow when they did something similar and sold them at Target. Very nice stuff. Lost Planet. Kotobukiya is doing a few big collector figures based on the giant armored behemoths from the game. Exciting. Mad Men! Barbie is going to do 4 dolls based on the show, one of which is exclusive to their collector's club. Don Draper doesn't look a lot like John Hamm, but the outfit is pretty much on the money. So take a look at those on our website. Just search on Mad Men, or John Hamm, or Betty Draper, or whatever you'd like. Iron Man! Hasbro is doing a roleplay-size, kid-friendly, triangle-shaped arc light. It's like the round one, but not. Kick-Ass! Mezco got the license for Kick-Ass. It's a comic book series that's inspiring a movie. And they're going to do action figures, shot glasses, rubber band bracelets, bags, and other stuff. The only action figures so far are the title character Kick-Ass and Hit Girl, a 12-year-old who swears like a word I can't say here. Ghost. Dark Horse is going to do the busty superheroine as a 12-inch, 1/6 scale action figure, just like Barbed Wire. Sandman. DC Direct is going to do statues based on Dream and Death. It's based on the Neil Gaiman series, which is pretty great. Dr. Horrible sing-along blog fans, Quantum Mechanics is making an Evil League of Evil t-shirt with the logo of the league, which is evil. Shirts will be in regular and baby doll sizes. Star Trek The Next Generation Dragon Models has the license to make these 1/6 scale figures. They've made a lot of great 1/6 scale World War II items, including warriors, horses, troopers, what have you. They're going to do Worf, Picard, and Data. Picard looks great, Data looks pretty good, and Worf is being released. Data includes Spot the Cat, which is pretty cool. They're due in the USA this June for about $90 a whack. Minimates Marvel Series 36 will be inspired by Iron Man, the comic book series. Classic and modern Mandarin figures will be made as the variants, plus there's going to be a Dreadnought, a Centurion Iron Man, Crimson Dynamo, Neoclassic Iron Man, and Stilt Man, which has big frickin' stilts. Huge, huge. Transformers. Promotional flyer for the Hub Network. It's the new Hasbro Discovery Channel joint project, which I'm assuming is not going to be remotely educational. Showed off a new design for Bumblebee, which he looks like the movie Bumblebee a lot more than the cartoons or any other incarnation. It's the first design we've seen from the next Transformers cartoon, at least I presume that's what it's going to be. And the rumor is it's going to be a 3D CG show, kind of like Beast Wars or Clone Wars. So Wars. Diamond Select announced they're going to do a new Optimus Prime statue, about 12 inches tall, due in August. It's based on a pastiche of the Generation 1 toy and cartoon elements. Masters of the Universe Classics. Mattel's April batch of He-Man stuff will be pushed back till April 19th. So mark your calendars. That's all for this time. I'd bring you more, but unfortunately we're nearing the 10-minute mark, and that means my attention span is shot. I have a couple of new guinea pigs in the other room in the Entertainment Earth podcast recording studio, which is my apartment, and they're not very chatty as on the microphone yet, so you can't talk to them. But Gladys and Nova would both say hello if they weren't too busy hating me. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EndEarth. Order something from www.entertainmentearth.com today, and you could win a valuable prize like a cardboard box or packing material. So order something. See you next time.